Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. That was one of the more livelier ones, Copper, don't you think? The more lively of the Grand Council.
Yeah, that one's fun.
That was a good one, though. And I'll tell you what, it's really something when you see three guys who do this every day for several hours, 5 days a week, and we all have connections around the state, we all have opinions to see how they do with each other. But I tell you what, though, that pro-life, I tell you what, let's do this. 866-494-9866. I would love to hear, do you think that we should have the state legislature take the law that currently exists and begin to carve out exceptions? And by the way, it's not just rape and incest. It was rape, incest, and fetal abnormalities, which could be anything. There's only four toes instead of five on a foot. I don't know. I'm just saying. But all said and done, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. 866-494-9866. What's the listening public think about that? And I will tell you this, too. Time now, 4:37 p.m. If you are thinking about what you're going to do on the way home for dinner, let me just suggest to you, if you want to grab a meal that's different than anything you're going to get anywhere else, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Now, I love Just Love Coffee Cafe. I've been to both locations. I like them, and I like coffee. So, yes, they have epic good coffee, award-winning coffee. They've got dry roasts that are just awesome. They'll grind the beans for you, make a fresh hot cup of black coffee. They'll do cappuccinos, lattes, espressos, all of it. Their baristas know their job. But they've also got food. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like, do you want breakfast for dinner? Because you can have a womlet, which is a super omelet cooked in a waffle iron, or you can have actual waffles, or you can have the wraps and salads and sandwiches and other things they make there. It's just worth it. Great place to stop in on the way in the morning, too, heading to Friday at the office. All right, folks, listen. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And, yeah, check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Okay, so the phone lines are open. If you want to call in about anything, whether it be abortion or other topics we've talked about, things you're thinking about for the election season, 866-494-9866. Now, you know what? I had a couple things in my hand that I didn't even get to. So I'm going to go to those before I talk about the Trump effect, assuming I even get time to talk about the Trump effect, which is number three on the triple dipper. Did you hear story in National Review? You remember that whole situation we had during the 2016 election cycle when Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail talked about Republicans and Trump supporters as being like a basket full of deplorables? And it was a stupid line anyway, a basket full of deplorables. I mean, who talks like that? No, she does. So a basket full of deplorables. I know what she was doing was she was trying to appeal to her base, but she inflamed our base. Thank you very much. There are T-shirts this day. Proud deplorable. It's like being a right side ruffian. You know, you're just proud of it. And so, yeah, some are saying that as we move into the midterms, that Biden just had his deplorable moment. Because the other day, he called that MAGA crowd, you know, Make America Great Again, MAGA. I mean, they've forgotten what MAGA stands for, I guess. MAGA stands for Make America Great Again. So, yeah. Anyway, Biden calls the MAGA crowd the most extreme political organization that ever existed. Well, first of all, it's not an organization. It's a movement. But that's parsing words. National Review says President Biden on Wednesday blasted the MAGA crowd as extreme days after a leaked draft opinion indicated the Supreme Court might be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. The comment came when a reporter asked the president what his administration's next steps would be if Roe is indeed overturned. Biden replied, "This is about a lot more than abortion." He went on to say, "What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history." So at least he caveated and said recent. I mean, what's crazy is if you are someone who wants to vote Republican, who believes in conservative values, who wants to have a question of policy be debated, not just personality, and you are willing to say that my slogan is Make America Great Again, they lump you into the Ku Klux Klan and other extremist organizations. And they want to say, the President of the United States wants to say, that the MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization that existed in recent history. Oh, whatever. Okay, that's his deplorable moment, folks. Take it. MAGA extreme. There we are. How about this? I'm extreme on MAGA. How about that? Line two. I got a caller in. Copper, you ready for that? Line two. Scott from Huntsville. Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
You know, one of the things the president was saying was that he thought that if they do this, and that will affect LGBTQ plus hashtag sign, whatever they are.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually the next article that I've got right here in my hands, man.
Here's my comment on that. I do not care. Why do we make the largest majority conform to a small minority of people? Period. Why do children have to go to school and learn about LGBTQ plus hashtag scrambled eggs whenever they probably ain't going to be that?
Well, it's a great point. And I think what they'll try to say is because it creates sensitivity and allows for open dialogue. But the reality is most of them don't even know what they're talking about when the topic's being brought up. I mean, the very idea that Disney would get issues with teaching it to K through 3. I mean, that's just unreal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and this is the thing about the Democrats, too, that they sit there and they keep pushing and pushing the boundaries. So, if you got the bisexuals, you got you can either be a man and like a man or a woman, whatever. But then they throw trans in there, so they don't have the LGBTQ trans. You know, they already say bisexual in there, so they're moving it around. Every time another one of these weirdos comes out and decides they want to be something else, they just add an extra letter to it. I mean, what are we gonna have next? You gonna be able to call yourself a dog if you want to?
I don't know. Although there are people out there that apparently identify as animals, it's like a whole different thing. But Scott, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience. And yeah, I don't know what's going to come next. But I do know this: that's the inappropriate forum. If someone wants to have a lifestyle that differs than the majority, and Scott, thanks for the call. If someone wants to have a lifestyle that's different than the majority, that is their right in America. It is not their right to teach our children, and for that matter, to go down roads that would never be allowed with our children. All right, he was talking about a story. This is the next thing. Here's one that came off the Blaze. I got three stories today off the Blaze. I hardly ever have stories from the Blaze, but they had three that hit my segments today. Story off the Blaze, written by Chris Pandolfo, dated yesterday. Biden says overturning Roe is a slippery slope to segregating LGBTQ kids in schools. No one knows what he's talking about. Jen Psaki, separate story that I've got off the Daily Wire sitting right here. Jen Psaki was questioned hard by Peter Ducey about what is Biden talking about? And she really didn't have an answer. So here's what happened. President Joe Biden on Wednesday, according to Blaze.com, and I saw the audio, I saw the video. President Joe Biden on Wednesday suggested that if the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision is overturned and abortion rights are returned to the states, that other rights could be next, including the rights of LGBTQ students to attend school with straight kids. That's not going to happen. And by the way, I don't know anybody on the right wing that wants that to happen. I'm on the right side. I'm as conservative as I get. I don't want somebody to be told that because their kid is gay, they can't go to the high school that my kids would go to. Nobody believes that. And if you do believe that, you're wrong, because it's still a public school and they are paid for with tax dollars and they have a right to go to school. So, no. Now, I don't believe that the what's the Rainbow Academy or whatever it is, the Dream Center or whatever they formed down in the Magic City Acceptance Academy, that's what it is, down in Birmingham, is a school designed for gay kids. Now, that's wrong. You don't set aside tax dollars to fund a school just for, kids of a certain sexual preference. That's wrong. We wouldn't do that anymore. We've gotten so far past the idea of segregating schools, and now they want to self-segregate again. That's just no. But Biden said, and by the way, that was self-inflicted. So here they are, they're loving the fact that they segregated themselves. Oh, we're in Birmingham. We have the Magic City Acceptance Center. And yet the president of the United States wants to go up there in front of the public and say, what we don't want to have happen is segregation. What? He actually said, here's a quote. Biden said, what happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way the decision is written? No one knows what he's talking about. In fact, Peter Ducey in the other story that I've got right here asked Jen Psaki said the president said today, what happens if you have states change the law saying students, children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? What is he talking about? That was Ducey's question. What is he talking about? Her answer, and okay, go ahead and picture it. The hand, you know, the whole knife hand as she points her hand out. Well, Peter, we've seen extreme laws that target LGBTQ families. No, we haven't. Nothing's targeting LGBTQ families. We've seen extreme laws that target LGBTQ families, their kids across the country. And I think what he's saying is we don't know what they're capable of given what we've already done to date. So the follow-up question was, so which state is trying to segregate LGBTQ children in the classroom? Ducey asked directly. Well, I think we've seen laws that are incredibly discriminatory. That's what the president's referring to. And the fact that he doesn't know what additional steps could be taken by extreme wings of the party that would rather divide rather than work on issues that the American people are actually are focused on and impacting them. Well, okay. No. But Biden is, by the way, not the only person saying this. Joy Behar, which you would expect that. It's one thing for Joy Behar to say it. It's another thing for the president of the United States to say it. But Joy Behar did come on and say, who knows what's next? They might overturn Brown v. Board of Education and bring back racial segregation. No, they won't. You're conflating the issues. You're inflaming your base. You're hyperventilating. Slow down. Copper, take me to a break. Woo! I'm telling you. It's something. It's something that's every day. That's why we do this show, y'all. So we can have these discussions. So you can have those water cooler conversations so that when someone says this is happening, you can say, yeah, I heard about that. Here's the deal. We're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain on this show every single day. That's the goal. So that when you go out the door, you are armed for the conversations. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I got two that held on the phone lines during the break, and I certainly appreciate that. So let me grab those real quick. Line three, Paul from Athens. Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil, there, a reference to your earlier story there. If ever there was an example of liberal lunacy, it's that one. I think you said Oregon, what's going on in Oregon, and they're putting all these female hygiene products and boys' bathrooms. What are they thinking? What do they think boys need that for? I mean, this is just insane. And I, by the way, I'll remind everybody, if this is not the most glaring example of liberal stupidity, remember this. Your tax dollars are paying for this.
Yes. Not ours, but theirs are. That's for sure. Paul, man, I don't know what else I can add to that because you were exactly right. But I appreciate you holding on during the break. And let's just hope the lunacy stops out there and doesn't make that way across the nation. Good call, man. Thanks. Have a great day. Line four, Nate from Newmarket. Nate, how you doing today?
Pretty good, Phil. Hey, I just wanted to mention the fact, you know, I've read through the entire SCOTUS report on Roe versus Wade. It's 65 pages, not counting the annex. I doubt if Joy Behar has actually even read it. Because if she has, she's either lying or she's just trying to inflate emotions about it. Because it is very clear in that it states that it is not going to be useful to overturn things like Brown versus the Board of Education, et cetera.
Yeah, I totally agree. And they do. They conflate their topics all the time. It's rhetoric for them. And literally all they're trying to do is inflame their uneducated base. Folks like you can look at it and say, I can read this and know what it is. But they're not counting on folks like you and me. They're counting on people that don't pay attention, who hear a soundbite and then get inflamed by it and go to the polls.
But Phil, your background is a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. And it's written in plain English. Anybody can go through it and discern and follow the argument and how it's presented. It's a very cogent, very intelligent document. The problem is people are lazy and they want to be told what it says.
That's exactly right. And but you know, I tell you what, Nate. I mean, I remember guys down in Montgomery who were legislators who didn't even bother to read the bills they were voting on. And it's just, you know, it's you have to overcome the laziness and at the very least give them a summary to talk about. But they sometimes they don't want that. I think some of them just want to be inflamed and they look for the opportunity. And that's how that that argument comes together. They're looking for a reason, and this gives them a reason.
Yeah, Nate, good, you're right there.
Yep. Good call, man. Thank you very much out there in Newmarket. Appreciate you. All right, folks. Listen, we're down to it right now. Before we go, I got to tell you, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, this has been one of our team members for a while now, and we certainly appreciate them. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you need something done for your heat and air system, there is nobody around that I would prefer you call more than Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Veteran-owned small business right here in the community. Serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. Gas or electric systems, it does not matter. They can do all the install, the repair, the maintenance, the servicing. Yes. And, oh, by the way, the hot months are definitely here. I mean, today's pretty darn warm. So if you need your system serviced and get it ready for the hot months, now's the time to do it. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They can take care of you with a free estimate first and all the work to come after that. You can find them at this number. You ready? 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell him you heard about it on Right Side Radio, which apparently a lot of people do because he said like 80% of his business is coming out of Right Side Radio listeners. Thank you very much, Right Side Ruffians. We like our air conditioning. All right. It's been a great day. This has been a good one. The earlier we had Chris Carter running for sheriff in Limestone County. And I'm going to tell you right now, we talk a lot about things like the governor's races. We talk about things that Biden says. We talk about stuff that's happening in our U.S. Senate race right here. But folks, all the way down to who's going to be your local county school board person. That's the kind of thing you need to be paying attention to. Get to know them. Find out what they mean, what they say, what they know, what they've done, where they've been, and who they've been there with. Because come May 24th, somebody on that ballot's going to get elected. All right, folks, what a great day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2. We'll see you then. Have a great night.